Happy Thanksgiving. Our beautiful weather continues. Now, yesterday, we had a near record high of 81 degrees. It'll be cooler today after a cold front moved through overnight, but still not bad, and we'll break out into a good deal of sunshine. Now, there will be a pretty decent range in temperatures from about 74 along the Highway 301 corridor to about 70 to 71 along I-95 to only the mid to upper 60s at the beaches. And with a persistent wind off water that's about 65 or so, temperatures will have a tendency to drop off by late afternoon. So by 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, temperatures will range from about 62 to 65 at the beaches to 67 to 70 along I-95 and still about 70 to 75 along Highway 301. In other words, the more inland you go, the milder the temperatures, but nice overall. Partly cloudy skies tonight, many inland spots into the 40s, so it'll be cool. And then your Black Friday forecast is really quite decent. Many people would clamor for a day like we're going to have tomorrow, although it will be a little cool, sweaters and jackets, especially in the morning. Early morning shoppers, temperatures in the 40s and 50s, warming into the 60s by noon. And by late afternoon, temperatures will range from about 65 at the beaches to around or a little bit above 70 west of Interstate 95. The weekend will be dominated by a return to warm temperatures, especially Sunday. Saturday will be nice. Partly sunny skies, we're into the mid-70s, only a little cooler at the beaches as winds start to become more southerly. That means for the Florida State at Florida game in Gainesville, that's a 7:30 kickoff. Temperatures for tailgaters will be warm into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees in Gainesville Saturday afternoon, but fall quickly through the 70s into the 60s by kickoff, so really a very pleasant evening for football. Sunday will be a warm day. Ahead of a strong cold front, temperatures will be warming into the low 80s. We'll be near record highs again on Sunday, and that translates into a very warm Jags kickoff. It's a 1 p.m. game. Temperatures near 80 degrees under partly sunny skies. And I'll tell you what, on the east side of the stadium, that's a very warm football game. So have the shades ready and even the sunscreen. Clouds will, however, be increasing during the second half. It appears right now as though most, if not all, the rain will be after the game, but it could be a little close there in the fourth quarter. But it looks like most of the showers will be during the evening and overnight on Sunday. And then that's with the strong cold front that brings an abrupt temperature change early next week to start the new work week on Monday. It will feel more like December on what will be the December 2nd. Cooler temperatures, breezy, highs struggling to get into the low 60s. It will fall into the 30s in many spots Monday night. There may be a bit of light inland frost, especially Tuesday night. So big temperature swings, but not at all unusual for late November and early December. And of course, many people traveling this weekend, especially on Sunday, coming back from wherever they were or going back to wherever they came from, whatever the case may be. And we have that strong cold front moving across our area. Well, that's attached to a strong storm system that'll be moving across the central and northern U.S. with a mixed bag of weather, rain on the warm side, snow on the backside, and plenty of wind. So there may be some more airport delays to deal with on Sunday as people finish off their traveling at the end of the weekend. There's always more. I've posted some links to travel conditions on the roads and in the air in the Burrish blog, and that's on WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And Saturday is the end of the hurricane season, November 30th. I'm posting a complete summary, both video and written, in Talking the Tropics with Mike. You can check it out there. Again, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe Thanksgiving with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.